There have been calls on state bodies to include religious communities in efforts to help integrate members of immigrant communities. A recent report found there are 49 different faith-based communities operating in Dublin's northeast inner city alone, and they're often the first port of call for new arrivals here. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari has this report.
In a former Labour exchange building located between the Customs House and O'Connell Street, every Sunday morning up to 300 evangelical Christians come together to celebrate their faith. Joseph Kerrigan, senior leader at Trinity Church on Gardiner Street in Dublin's northeast inner city, says this place is often the first port of call for new arrivals to Ireland.
There's a vast diversity of people come through our doors, and we have people from Lithuania, from Poland, we have people from Nigeria, we have people from India, we have people from across the world. And this used to be on the port, this church in Trinity at Gardiner Street, and it was purposely built back in 1837 for this area. But a lot of people come into this area on the boats, and they were welcomed here, and they are still welcomed here. So they come looking for a place where they can rest, where they can worship, where they can feel at home, even though they're away from home.
For those who come here, there's a sense of belonging. And for the locals who attend, it's a chance to meet people they may not ordinarily get to know.
We are Jason's family. So Jason, Mary, Coral and Pearl. We are from India, south of India, Chennai. We've been living in Ireland since 2008. We see Trinity Church as home away from home because we don't have any extended family here. So this is really, really crucial that we have a community. And we feel very welcomed here. You can actually see almost every continent is represented. Not every country, but every continent is here in this church. There are days that I would come in really feeling low, and somebody here would always have a lending ear to listen to me, and that's all I would want. And then there are days that where we feel that there's a lot of success and good days, and this is where we come and share our joy as well.
My name is Jamie Palmer, and I'm from East Wall. I've been coming into Trinity for about 4 years now. We do a lot of group work in here, so we always integrate different people in different groups. So, like, I have a granddaughter, and there's a couple, Baby and Raj, and they're from India, and they're like their whole grandparents. everyone just meshes in here so well together. It'd just be lovely.
Janice Stone, I'm from Shamrock Dermot Street. I'm coming to Trinity, I'd say, about roughly 7-8 years. It doesn't matter what nationality you're from, what colour you are, it's like we're all one.
My name is Tatiana, so I'm from the Congo, and I live on Gardiner Street. So I was 17 when I arrived, and I came as an asylum seeker, and I became a refugee 2 years after, and after that I've been Irish for I think 2 years now, which, yeah, it's hard to be alone. So if you feel a bit anxious, you can just, there's not someone to hug.
And my name is Jennifer Fitzsimons. I'm from Mountjoy Square. I'm coming to the church about 8-9 months. It's a big family in here. Everyone sticks together.
Have you met people here that maybe you wouldn't have met in other circumstances?
Yeah, everyone is coming from different cultures, different backgrounds, but it's like everyone just blends together, and everyone just chit-chats and the groups that's going on, and everyone just gets to know each other a bit more. It's really good.
So she was a year old when she came here, and she was four.
A recent report by the Jesuit Centre for Faith and Justice found that there are 49 different faith-based communities operating in Dublin's northeast inner city alone. And because of the role these religious groups play in the lives of new arrivals to Ireland, there are calls for them to be included when efforts to integrate migrants here are considered.
My name is Sophie Maniva. I'm a theological research assistant with the Jesuit Centre for Faith and Justice. There are 49 faith-based communities in the area, which is more than the number of pubs. And I think that just speaks to just how rich these communities are and how much they offer civic life in the northeast inner city. What we're recommending is that the state engage this and work with these communities because they're already contributing so much to integration in Dublin. And what we're looking for is a recognition of that, is increased religious literacy, religious training, and faith liaison officers.
Not far from Trinity Church, a Pentecostal congregation of about 25 people who come from places like Malawi, Botswana and South Africa hold their service in a small community hall close to the North Strand. Its pastor says the church is a vital anchor for new arrivals.
My name is Pastor Jerome Nkata. The Power of God Ministry, this is the name of our church. 90% of these church members are asylum seekers. They come together and share important aspects of the community to improve their lives, sharing HIV support and services, sharing job opportunities, sharing housing. So, yeah, the faith-based communities has helped a lot to integration.
The Jesuit Centre for Faith and Justice says tapping into the network of these religious communities and helping them meet their needs, such as space to practice their faith, can help make the city a more welcoming and safer space for immigrants.
One of our recommendations, we speak of a register of these communities, of having a map for workers in the northeast inner city, people on the front lines, so that they know where these communities are, and to also have a faith liaison officer. What this does as well is it improves crisis readiness, that frontline workers are able to find these communities, are able to inform them and give them live updates for anything that may happen.
And the report uses the example of the Dublin riots as a good example there.
Space is such an issue for these communities and they're constantly in flux. So they may be renting a room here and then the next week be renting a hall in another space. So when something like the riots happens, it's very difficult for Gardaí, for example, to find and protect these communities, which are quite vulnerable in moments like that. And so having this live register, having a report channel for these things would be really useful in being able to protect these members of our society.
Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari reporting there. It's now 28 minutes to 8 and Kate Carlin has the headlines.